So we get to school the next day, and there is like news cameras and SWAT teams and cops, and there's chaos in the street and bomb threat, and people are freaking out. And I was supposed to have, I had a ace bandage on my arm, and I was going to put the money in the drop, you know. And I mean, there's two sides to the story. Let me tell you the first side. Oh, yes, officer. I thought Donnie was kidding. I never knew he was going to do it. You know, and I was just scared. What really happened was Donnie went and did it. And when I saw him, I said, hey, dude, did you get the money? I mean, that's really what I did. Let me get some water. So anyway, I got convicted of these four felonies. And the best I could, yeah, oops. So 14 years old, and one thing I remember about it was we went to court, and the old man said, he goes, I'm not saying that everybody who has long hair gets in trouble, but I'm saying that every guy that gets in trouble has long hair. And he just cut my hair right off. And it was so true. Well, the reason I tell the story is because they sent me to probation. That was the best I could do, was probation. And all the other guys that were in probation were like drug related. And so they said, we're going to send you guys to this thing called PDAP. And in Dallas in the 70s, there was a program called Palmer Drug Abuse Program. And it was for kids, adolescents. And it was like AA with like fundraising. And it was a really bizarre little program. And the guy who ended up doing it, it got disbanded for many reasons, but we used to call it PDOPE. But so they sent me to the, so they go, the probation officer tells me, he goes, you know, he goes, I do not encourage PDAP. He goes, it screws with kids' heads. He goes, but I'd rather have him be high on dope than I would, I mean, high on PDAP than I would high on dope. So anyway, I ended up going to PDAP, and all I remember about that was some freaking guy hugged me and said, love you, brother. I'm like, dude, love him, man. Leave me alone, you know? And I never got any sobriety at all. I never really got any exposure to steps or programs or anything, but that was really the first time I ever saw or heard of AA. My drinking was really like the blackout variety. I mean, you just never knew what was going to happen. I mean, the minute I took it, it didn't know what was going to happen. I could just, maybe that night I would actually go and have some drinks and then go home. But maybe it would be like a blackout and have no idea what happened. And that was usually the case. My experience was that nothing never good ever came out of a blackout. You know, I never really woke up and I had like been working, helping at the soup kitchen or something, you know? I mean, something always bad. One day I came home, my dad woke me up and he said, why do you have three flat tires? And let me tell you the wrong answer. I got flat tires? Not popular answer. I mean, you just never knew. Well, you know, I got kicked out of the house. I can't even tell you how many times I got kicked out of the house. I remember one time, and basically the bottom line was this. At the end of my, right before my senior year, I had been one more time, so much more trouble, one more time. Cops came to the door. My mom and my brother were out of town. They were in Canada. And so the old man had full rights. So he just like booted me out. He says, that's it, you're out. And so they weren't there to stop it, which usually they were. And so I was a senior in high school, and I had to get my own apartment, and I had to get a job, like one that actually paid something decent, you know, so I could afford this apartment. So I joined this work program, and I got this job, and I got this really crappy apartment. But man, it was awesome. It was cool. I mean, it's like I could write my own notes. I was sick, you know? I mean, I could do whatever I wanted to do, right? I mean, I had to go to school 8:30 to 9:30, and then I could go to work, and then it was on. And I thought I knew how to drink until I got a job down with the tough guys, because if you're in Texas, you got to be a tough guy, right? And so I got this job on the freight docks, and these guys knew how to drink on the freight docks. And so we, you know, we pack that stuff. Like, I'm not cussing. We'd pack that stuff on those hot-ass trucks, and then we would, you know, when it came time, it was time to drink. And that's how I lived, you know, right there. Well, what eventually happened is that I came so close to failing that my parents were willing to do anything just